Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Voting for second phase of assembly elections in 26 segments concludes peacefully in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation 3 indigenously developed Paramrudra supercomputers in Pune tomorrow. A special court in Bengaluru orders a Lok Ayukt police probe against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in land allotment case. A record 3,322 lakh metric tons of food grain production estimated in the country during 2023-24. 51 people killed in fresh Israeli strikes in Lebanon. And in Macau Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth defeats Israel's Daniel Dubovenko in first round of men's singles. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the second phase in 26 assembly constituencies spread across 6 districts concluded peacefully this evening. An overall voter turnout of 54.3% was recorded till 7 p.m. The prominent candidates in the fray whose political fate will be determined in today's election include Vice President of National Conference and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Ravindra Raina of Bharatiya Janata Party and Altaf Bukhari of Apni Party. A total of 3,502 polling stations had been set up to ensure smooth polling today. Addressing a press conference, RENK Chief Electoral Officer P.K. Pole gave the details of the polling percentage of different constituency.
वैष्णो देवी असेंबली कॉन्स्टिट्यूंसी कटरा जिसमें हाईएस्ट पोल परसेंटेज रहा है 79.95%. डिस्ट्रिक्ट वाइज में रियासी डिस्ट्रिक्ट उसमें अब तक का हाईएस्ट पोल परसेंटेज रहा है 74.14, पुंछ में सेकंड हाईएस्ट 73.78, राजौरी 69.85, गांधरबल में 62.63, 61.31 बड़गाम में और श्रीनगर में जो है 29.24.
We have more from our correspondent.
The voting in the second phase for 26 assembly constituencies of Jammu and Kashmir concluded peacefully with no reports of any untoward incident from any part of the poll-bound areas. Election Commission of India had made elaborate arrangements for the smooth conduct of the phase 2 elections today. Meanwhile, a delegation of 15 countries, which include USA, South Africa, Philippines, Norway, visited Kashmir today. The delegates visited various polling stations in Badgam and Srinagar assembly constituencies to witness the ongoing process of elections to the J&K assembly. The delegation also had the chance to visit pink polling booth in Lal Chowk Assembly constituency, which was entirely managed by women polling staff. This is Sunil Cole for Akashvani News from Srinagar.
Campaigning has also picked up for Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirvad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 Assembly constituencies. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government.
आज दुनिया की बड़ी बड़ी कंपनियां भारत में निवेश के लिए यहां अपनी फैक्ट्रियां लगाने के लिए आतुर है। आप सोचिए जब इतनी बड़ी कंपनियां भारत में निवेश करेगी तो इसका बहुत अधिक फायदा मेरे हरियाणा को होगा, यहां के किसानों को होगा।
On the other hand, Indian National Lok Dal organized a Jan Nayak Samman rally at Jalana in Jindh district today on the birth anniversary of former Deputy Prime Minister Chaudhry Devi Lal. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati and Shiromani Akali Dal Supremo Sukhbir Badal also addressed the rally along with INLD leaders. Addressing the public meeting, Ms. Mayawati said Chaudhry Devi Lal worked for the development of the state and the country.
यदि बीएसपी व इनेलो का बना ये गठबंधन अपनी सरकार बना लेता है तो फिर यही इनके लिए इस बार इनको सच्ची श्रद्धा भी होगी।
In Haryana, the single phase assembly election will be held on the 5th of October for 90 seats. We bring you a profile of Tosham legislative constituency, which is a part of the Bhiwani Mahindragarh Lok Sabha constituency.
Bansilal family's stronghold Sasham sees a political contest within his clan this time. Both national parties have fielded the grandchildren of late Chief Minister Bansilal, known as the architect of modern Haryana. Congress nominee Anirudh Chaudhary is contesting against his cousin, BJP candidate Shruti Chaudhary, who would be contesting on BJP ticket for the first time, as previously she was a member of the Indian National Congress since 2005 and represented Bhiwani constituency in the Indian Parliament from 2009 to 2014. In the 2019 Assembly election, Kiran Chaudhary of the Congress Party won the Tasham seat with 72,699 votes. Rajesh Bharatwaj of Janayak Janata Party, Daljeet Singh of Aam Aadmi Party and Om Singh of Bahujan Samaj Party and BJP rebel Shashi Ranjan Parmar as independent candidate are in the fray this time. Akanksha Saxena, Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra tomorrow. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. The Prime Minister will also flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. Mr. Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. The Prime Minister said the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas where the government never even dreamt of making an impact. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is now one of the most buoyant economies in the world and a favourite destination for global investment. Addressing the second edition of the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2024 in Greater Noida today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted that India is a near $4 trillion economy and has 8% growth prospects for decades to come.
Bharat has emerged as the most buoyant economy in the world. It is now a favorite global destination of investment and opportunity. With an ecosystem of hope and possibility, all pervasive in India, undoubtedly we are set to regain our pristine glory. India is now a global happening place and Uttar Pradesh is bubbling with activity. Activity in every sector, infrastructure, growth, industry and innovation.
The centre has declared 1.84 lakh hectares area surrounding the Gir protected area as an eco-sensitive zone ESZ in Gujarat. This initiative will balance the conservation of the Asiatic lions at Gir, the only natural abode of Asiatic lions, with sustainable development. Gujarat State Forest Minister Mulubhai Bera said currently the area falling within 10 kilometres of the outer boundary of the Gir protected area is considered ESZ, where a total of 196 villages in three districts and 17 rivers are covered. The new zone will include more than 24,000 hectares of forest area and 1.59 lakh hectares of non-forest area. The Delhi government has decided to increase minimum wages of unskilled, semi-skilled and skilled workers. The minimum wage of unskilled workers will be over 18,000 rupees per month. For semi-skilled workers, it will be 19,929 rupees and for skilled workers, 21,917 rupees per month. Addressing a press conference, Chief Minister Atishi said the new wage rates will be applicable from the 1st of October. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. A special court has ordered a Lok Ayukta police probe against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in the Mysuru Urban Development Authority Muda site allotment case in Bengaluru today. The judge, Santosh Gajanan Bhatt, has ordered Lokayukta Police in Mysuru to conduct the probe and submit the report by December the 24th. The special court judgment comes a day after the Karnataka High Court upheld the sanction granted by the Governor Thavarchand Gehlot to conduct an investigation against Siddaramaiah on the allegations of illegalities in the allotment of 14 sites to his wife, B.M. Parvati, by Muda. The total food grain production in the country during 2023-24 is estimated at a record of over 3,322 lakh metric tons, which is higher by more than 26 lakh metric tons as compared to 2022-23. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released final estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2023-24. The ministry said food grain production witnessed record increase due to good production of rice, wheat and shriyan. It said these estimates have been primarily prepared on the basis of information received from states and union territories. The latest annual periodic labour force survey released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation indicates a significant decline in the country's unemployment rate over the past year, with states like Haryana showing remarkable progress. According to the report, the national average unemployment rate was 3.2% in 2023-24, a decrease from 5.1% compared to last year, 2022-23. The report highlights that Haryana, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh have achieved the most substantial reductions in unemployment rates. Haryana has witnessed the sharpest drop in unemployment, falling from 9.2% in 2022-23 to 3.4% in 2023-24. In terms of reduction in unemployment rate, Tamil Nadu is in second place, while Chhattisgarh is in third and Madhya Pradesh in fourth spot. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Siachen Base Camp tomorrow. During her visit, she will interact with the troops posted there. Israel's military has said it has carried out a new wave of strikes in southern Lebanon and the Baqa area. According to Lebanon's health ministry, 51 people have been killed in the attacks. In a related development, Hezbollah claims that its missiles targeted Mossad headquarters in the Tel Aviv suburbs. Confrontations between Hezbollah and the Israeli army have escalated in recent days as the group began shelling military sites in northern Israel with dozens of missiles. Chilean President Gabriel Boric Font has voiced support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Addressing the general debate of the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York, he emphasized on the change in geopolitics since the establishment of the UN. He also called for a deadline for UNSC reforms to reflect current global realities. On to sports and badminton, India's Kidambi Srikant defeated Israel's Daniel Dubovenko 21-14, 21-15 in the men's singles first-round match at the Macau Open today. Kidambi Srikant returns to court after recovering from injuries sustained earlier this year. In mixed doubles, N. Sikki Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy defeated the Malaysian duo of Ho Lo Yi and Lu Bing Kun 24-22, 10-21, 21-13. In the Meteorological Department, IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, Sabarmati, West Bengal, Sikkim and Madhya Maharashtra tomorrow. The weather agency has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting for second phase of assembly elections in 26 segments concludes peacefully in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation three indigenously developed Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune tomorrow. A special court in Bengaluru orders a Lokayukta police probe against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in land allotment case. A record 3,322 lakh metric tons of food grain production estimated in the country during 2023-24. 51 people killed in fresh Israeli strikes in Lebanon. And in Macau Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth defeats Israel's Daniel Dubovenko in first round of men's singles. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.